Now extended through January 14th, join a clean and spacious Planet Fitness for zero enrollment and only $10 a month. With tons of equipment and free fitness training, it's the perfect place for everybody to work out.
Even me, mister, I'm so stressed I grind my teeth more than most people grind coffee.
Especially you. Give your anxiety clenched jaw a rest.
My molars will be so happy.
Start feeling fit-tacular today. Join InClub or at planetfitness.com. Zero enrollment, $10 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends January 14th, see Club for details.
Baby, it's that time of year again. Time to roll out and then get it in. 'Cause the sun is outside beaming. It's beaming, and every day feels like the weekend, the weekend.
You know who it is. This is the Mic Drop Podcast. I am your host, Delvin Cox, and with me today is not I Am Vision, but what's your name, brother? Tell everybody who you are.
I am Dr. Filthy. I own and run and create all the videos you see on Filthy Gaming. Just started a website. I mean, I got a lot of stuff going on for Filthy Gaming, but we're excited to be here, man.
That's great. That's great. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself. How did you start it up and everything?
Whew, man, I am 29 years old right now. Getting old, man. I just turned 29 last week. But I started a channel about 8 years ago. And it was before YouTube had all this new stuff going on, all this live streaming. And it was difficult. It was tough. I had to use my cell phone to video record the screen of my TV. I mean, it wasn't even that great. But it went well. It did good for my channel. And then I had a daughter. I had a daughter when I was 20 years old, 21 years old.
Congratulations.
So I had to grow up. I had to go get a job and stuff like that, which is fine. I mean, that's what you should do as a person. But then I, you know, now at 29 years old, I own a marketing company with my brother, and I have some time to kind of put into this. So I said, why not? Let's try it again. Let's get this gaming community out there and see what we can do. Now, I've had the channel for 2 months, but I've grown dramatically and rapidly, and it's been amazing. I have 700 subscribers on YouTube already, 4,000 followers on Twitter in 2 months. I mean, shit's been real, man. It's been awesome.
That's awesome, man. That's definitely a blessing, man. So how did you get into actual gaming itself? What did you start?
Oh, man, I've been playing video games since I was like, I'm over 20 years into gaming. You know what I mean? when I got my first Nintendo back in the day, it was like the best day in the world, you know? And my thing with gaming is, you see all of these, you know, pro gamers out there, all of these guys doing these trick sniper shots and all that. Listen, I'm not that guy. I'm the guy on the mic making you laugh and having a good time while we play. Don't get me wrong, I'm good. I'll whip that ass in some Call of Duty. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, I've enjoyed gaming so long in my life, and I also love editing and I love film. So this is just a compilation of everything, right? I love gaming, I love editing, and I love film, and I put it all together. That's what YouTube is. So, I mean, I really do enjoy doing all this.
That's awesome. What are you playing right now, actually?
Whew, I just got Battlefield 1.
How do you like it?
First time I played Battlefield, actually. I never played the Hardline or any of the other Battlefields, but I gotta say, it is crazy realistic.
Yeah, I'm playing it right now. I like it a lot.
It's unbelievable. It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I actually had someone sponsor the game for me, so I didn't have to pay for it, which is awesome.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it's great game. I love how they've made it so it's like there's no choppiness in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like when you got Call of Duty Black Ops 3, you're in a bunch of different menus. You have to wait for this. You have to wait for that. This is kind of just goes with it, right? As soon as you start the game, it just kind of takes you through. But I mean, other than that, I've been playing, let's see, Forza Horizon 3. Okay. I've been playing, of course, Black Ops 3. That's my game. I mean, you know, and NBA 2K17, Madden 17. I mean, I'm a mainstream gamer. So any games that
you're
come
Xbox
out that
guy?
Are mainstream is what I like to play.
You're an Xbox guy?
Only an Xbox guy. I have been an Xbox guy from the beginning. I've had a PlayStation 4. I've had a PlayStation 3. I'll never turn into a Sony person. It's just not something I'm going to do.
Cool. So you played Gears yet?
Not played Gears. I'm not a huge Gears fan.
Oh, really?
Mad people have been hitting me up on Twitter telling me to get it. They're saying it's an awesome game. It's an awesome new version of the series and, you know, the Gears of War franchise. I don't know yet, man. We got 5 days until Infinite Warfare drops, and you know, I got a 24-hour live stream with that going. Have you played that game at all?
Infinite Warfare? Not yet. I want to play it so bad, though.
Oh my gosh. I played the beta last week, and let me tell you, I turned it on, and the first 5 minutes of the game, I was like, whoa, this is some duty-ass shit. This is some stuff that is just not good. I was like, dude, I'm never going to play this game. And it was probably because I was getting rocked every 5 seconds by every person who'd been playing the beta for days. But I turned into loving it. It's the same concept as Black Ops 3, where you got that jumping and the sliding and all that weird futuristic shit, but it's not as much. It's not as, like, if you tap A, you're jumping freaking 400 feet in the air. It's not like that. It's very different. So definitely something you got to go out and buy, man. It's going to be real. It's going to be... Let's talk about the price of games. Can we get into that real quick?
Oh, we can talk about that, because I just recently bought a PlayStation VR.
You did? Nice, yeah. Man. I did try it out. Yeah. I've tried it out. I've tried out the game where you're, like, bobsledding down the road. I've tried that out. I've tried some other games out, but that shit is sick. And
it's cool.
It blows my mind that they're making it for Xbox. So I can't wait until that whole thing is done.
Xbox is getting the, what is it called?
No, it's going to be the PlayStation VR still.
It's the same thing too?
It's the same exact setup, console, everything, but you're going to be able to use it with an Xbox One. I also believe you're going to be able to use it with a Wii or something like that too. I heard they're trying to make it go all the way through every single console, so
that'll be pretty sick. Cool.
Sick. I mean, I've also tried the Oculus Rift.
I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, but VR, you know, it's tough, man. VR is the next generation of gaming, I think. And
I do too.
Right now, I mean, I talk to a lot of developers on Twitter. I talk to a lot. I mean, because I'm trying to kind of link up with developers. I'm trying to link up with the gaming side of things so that when I do my videos and I do my spotlights and I do my exposure stuff, I want them to be involved, so because there's no one helping the developer. Believe it or not, there's a million YouTubers out there, and they're supporting the games, and they're supporting the accessories and the consoles, but not one of them is really supporting the developers. So for me personally, I want to work with the developers, and I want to figure it out. And they're all stuck on VR. They are – every single one of them is like, yo, VR is the next thing. VR is the next thing. And I think it is, but in the same sense, I kind of see it as a fad. Because I don't know. It's just like you need a lot of room. You need a lot of stuff to go with it. And it's just like, I don't know if VR is going to last forever. People say it is. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, here's my first impressions on it. I just started playing. I just got it this week. I played maybe 3 days of it. And from what I'm saying, they're saying you kind of need a lot of room, but you really don't.
At least for
PlayStation VR. I've been, like, 2 feet away and have no problems with it. Once really? You set it up, it's literally been plug and play. I have not had a single problem with it. Only now, problem I was...
Go ahead. You got sick at all?
That's what I was going to talk about. Every game I've played thus far, I have not got sick on it. None of the games except one, and that was this morning. I played a demo of a game called Here They Lie.
Okay, I heard about it.
And it got me nauseous.
Nauseous, right?
It tore me up. Like, I was like, I had to sit down for 30 minutes. I'm like, I can't take this. I don't know what happened. And from what I played, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But I can't play this. I've actually
read a lot of stories about people getting sick with the VR, like nauseous, getting dizzy and stuff like that. And it's actually a huge article. I think I read this article on IGN. And PlayStation VR is starting to get a lot of feedback about that, and they're not sure how to deal with it, right? Because it's creating like an issue between parents and kids and this and that with the adults and the grandparents. It's like this big story, and I'm not sure how they're going to handle that, but I don't know. I see a little bit down the road. I see some problems coming to Sony with this whole –
They're going to have to fix that problem because to my knowledge, the only game I played that was like Here They Are is Resident Evil. I played the demo to it, and it didn't bother me as much. But it seems like first person game, like first person shooters, are gonna have that type of problem. Like I played Arkham VR, and I didn't have no problems with that.
You did play the Arkham?
Yeah.
How's that game?
It's really good. Really good.
That's awesome. I mean, I want to get a VR. I just got an Elgato. HD capture card. So cool. I'm finally like, you know, I wasn't sure. I started this channel. I wasn't sure if I really wanted to go 100% with it. And once I started to see the response and the feedback and everything happening, I decided, let me go get the Elgato HD capture card. This is about, what, $160? Definitely the best purchase I've made so far when it came to all of this, because it's recording in ridiculous 1080. And when I watch it on my big 65-inch screen after it's done, I mean, it's still 1080, and it's an amazing picture. But there's just so many things and so many capture cards and so many different softwares coming out right now for Xbox. It's hard to kind of keep up with it all. Do you have any suggestions on what – I mean, do you use Elgato? Do you use any other capture cards? Are you into that?
I don't do it too much streaming yet, but I'm more on the podcast tip. But the only suggestion I can give you that I think works so far, just no matter what it is, just keep putting out content.
That's it, right? Don't ever stop.
Just don't stop consistently. Cause
yeah, I mean,
that's the biggest thing.
It's the one thing. I do a Saturday series, which is how to start a successful YouTube channel. Every Saturday, I put out a video to help my fans, to help everyone that's following me, that's trying to become a YouTuber. And the reason I started this class is because I actually took the YouTube Academy classes, and I have a certificate.
Oh, I've heard about those.
Yeah, and I have a certificate in that, and it really all does make sense. Now, a lot of their courses and a lot of their design on their classes has to do with Google, right? It has to do with YouTube, because, I mean, that's who they are. They want to stress their features, their products, and everything like that. But since I started this series on Saturday, I've been kind of reaching around YouTube and showing people, you know, what you really need to do to get a channel going, what you need to think about while you got that channel going. A lot, you know, I get crazy questions every day. I get, you know, the question every time. Oh, I've had my channel for 6 months. I post a video every week. I get one view a week. I'm like, okay, well, I go to your channel and you have an awful logo, an awful channel art. You have no branding. You have no about me section. You have no, like, these are the little things that you should have finished before you even sent your first content out. And it's those things that I'm trying to show everybody online, try to get everyone going. Because honestly, I thought about, you know, a couple months when I started this, I said, you know what? I want to get to 1 million subscribers on YouTube, right? That's my goal, is to get to 1 million subscribers on YouTube. But my thing is, why can't me and you get to 1 million subscribers on YouTube, right? Why can't me, you, and the 25 people down the road get to 1 million subscribers on YouTube? Because guess what? If you get to 1 million subscribers on YouTube, that's not bothering me. That does nothing to me, because my channel has to get to 1 million subscribers. So I'm just trying to help everyone out. That's my whole intention on YouTube and Twitter. And it's going great, man. It's going awesome.
That's awesome. That's definitely awesome, man. So
how long have you had this podcast going?
Right now, it's been, I think, 2 months now. 2-3 months.
That's awesome. That's cool. I want to go live so bad. I want to do a podcast, stuff like this. I'm just not – live streaming is rough because you need, like, a $2,000 computer to really get it to be not choppy, good to go. But the whole live stream podcast, I want to do it. I've been invited to many podcasts. Delvin, this is the first one, man. This is the first one I accepted.
I'm glad, man. That's definitely an honor, man.
Yeah, man, and like anything else, I mean, share. I will share the crap out of this, man. We'll get it out there. We'll get some views on it, because, I mean, that's the whole point of this, right?
Yeah, definitely. But I like what you're saying right now, man. You let people know where to find your stuff at, for one thing. Because you said your Saturday, you teach people on Saturday how to do YouTube, basically. Do YouTube right. Yep. Let's call it that way.
Yeah.
Let people know where Absolutely. To find that at, because that's very important for people to know who's getting
it. So, I mean, my whole thing is extremely organized, right? When you go to Filthy Gaming on YouTube, everything is right there for you. You got all my videos, then you got your playlist, right? My playlist is simply how to start a YouTube channel. I'm up to part 5 plus an additional bonus video on how to set up an Elgato HD capture card. It's going. And like I said in my video yesterday, actually, I said I want to continue this series till I get to part 955, right? Like, YouTube and the internet is always changing. It's always changing. YouTube especially. I mean, YouTube just dropped the new algorithm for how they're doing their monetization of the of videos, right? So it's always changing, and I feel like there's always going to be a Saturday video for you guys. For everybody who wants to learn more about YouTube and more about anything to make them better, there's always going to be content for me to put up on Saturdays with that, because it's always changing. I do that. Then on Tuesdays, I got my spotlight video. This is a huge reason why my channel has grown, and it's grown at a good pace where people actually care about me and my channel, right? I try to give other people exposure, right? So at the same time, if you're a gamer and you're new to the YouTube world, say you got 100 subscribers, right? I got 700 now. But when I started, I had 25, you know what I mean? And I started reaching out to new YouTubers, and I said, listen, let's work together. Let's collaborate. And they would say, okay, well, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? I don't have the time in the day to do this. Oh, I live in Australia. It's 6 a.m. right now. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? So there's a whole bunch of things that got in the way, and there's obstacles that you need to come around to collaborate, that I thought of a great idea. So I started having people send me emailed footage, right, of their best game, any game. And what I would do is I would produce a video on Tuesdays, and I would randomly select a person to be featured. So I don't care if you have 7,000 subscribers or if you have 25 subscribers. If you get chosen in my spotlight video, you will be posted. You'll get an email from me. You'll get a message on Twitter from me. And I try to explain to the people how it works. So the only way for you to grow on Twitter and Facebook and everything is to share your stuff, right? Is to get your links out there for people to find. That's the only way to get discovered, is to be discoverable. So in my email, I explain to people, as soon as we drop this video, I need you to share this link, share that, put this here, put that. I kind of show people what to do to help both of us. Because, Delvin, I'm going to tell you right now, I am helping myself, bro. You know what I mean? I'm not doing this for myself. And I don't want people to think that I'm just doing this for them, because it's not true. Come on. I mean, if anyone who does any type of business, you got to do it for yourself. True. But I'm helping everyone else at the same time, and it's been great. We're over 100 views on every single one of those channel spotlight videos, and it's been awesome. So I just edit the video. I make a cool video, cool montage of some gamers, put their names in there, put all their links in the descriptions, kind of get them all in one shot, and it's been going awesome with that as well.
Awesome. How did you come up with the name Filthy Gaming? That's a pretty cool name.
You know what? I came up with that. That's a funny story. I came up with that name when I was 20 years old, and I was sitting in my living room, and I'm just like, Filthy. You know what I mean? Filthy. Because my gamer tag when I was 20 years old was Mr. Filthy, right? So I was Mr. Filthy. I started Filthy Gaming, and whatever, that stopped. 8 years later, I'm back here. I'm like, all right, I got a new Xbox One. Let me see. What can I make my gamer tag? Came up with Dr. Filthy. I'm like, you know what? I'm a little older now. I'm a little bit more seasoned. Let's put the doctor tag on there. So that's what I did. I put the doctor tag on there, and then I sat there, and I'm like, all right, let's pick a name that people would like, and it seems interesting right off the bat. And Filthy was just it, man, Filthy Gaming. And when I looked into it nowadays, when I'm 29, there's a lot more people out there with Filthy Gaming. Like, I'm not going to lie, there are. But guess what? I did the research. I went in, I looked, and I trademarked Filthy Gaming. So Filthy Gaming is trademarked now. You can never use it on top of me, man. I'm the one who owns that shit. And awesome. Yeah, I mean, and like I said in the beginning of the video, I got filthygaming.com now as well. It's a whole nother thing. It's my blog site. It's where you're going to get your up-to-date game news. And I only drop news on there that I think is important. You know, like I said, I'm a mainstream gamer. I'm not into Pokemon Go. You know what I mean? I'm not into Minecraft. I'm just not. So, filthygaming.com is going to show you the news that, for mainstreamers pretty much, it's also going to show you up-and-come release dates on all the games, whether it be Xbox, PS4, PC. You're going to see every single release date on my website. And I'm actually, believe it or not, in the process of creating and developing my own Xbox controller accessories. So
that is cool.
I got a whole bunch of stuff going on.
That is really cool.
Hey, man. Yeah, listen, like I said, I own my own marketing company with my brother. And I've been doing this for a while. I've been in a bunch of startups in my life. I'm lucky. I've had good work. I've had good jobs. I've worked in, you know, on Wall Street for a year and a half, 2 years. I've really been there, done that already in my life. Listen, I smoke a bunch of weed. You know what I mean? There's a lot that I've done in life that most people haven't. And I'm taking all of those trials and tribulations and I'm putting it all together in my YouTube channel. And a lot of people have been enjoying it, and I hope they continue to enjoy it.
That is awesome, man. That is awesome. So what else can we expect to come from Filthy Gaming? Woo!
Man, let's see. Mondays going forward. We got Mobile Mondays coming out. So one thing that I do all the time is I sit on my cell phone and I play games all the time, and I never, ever until recently just thought, like, why not add that to my gaming channel, right? I got a whole bunch of mobile developers hitting me up on Twitter, asking me to review their games and whatnot. And the way I'm going to go with it is I'm going to be completely honest with my fans and people who watch my videos. I told all my mobile game developers already, I'm going to try out your game. If I don't like it, I'm going to say this is the worst mobile game I've ever played in my life. And it's a disclaimer that I've given to all of them, and they've all agreed and accepted. So Monday is the first video on that. We're going to check it out. We're going to see how that goes. I got live streams coming up. Listen, I'm a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday video guy every single week. I hope to be 7 days a week eventually. I want to start a vlog. I mean, listen, Filthy Gaming is going to be growing dramatically. I'm going to be vlogging. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff. And just so your fans know and everyone else knows who's meeting me for the first time, I do contests every single month. And my contests are easy. You know, one of the things I hate is when you go on a website and you go to sign up for something, or you go to do a contest and you got to do 7 surveys, right? Or you got to go pay $1.99 for this book, or you got to go do this. For me, it's easy. You go on my Twitter, you retweet my top tweet, follow me on Twitter, and that's it. You got a chance to win a $25 Amazon gift card. And I will be announcing the winner on November 10th on a roller coaster in Universal Orlando Studios. So that's we're going awesome. Strong. And next month I got a free Steam game. So, I mean, there's some things going on. Definitely got to keep in touch with Filthy Gaming. We're growing every day, and we hope to see our fans be happy and want to watch our videos every day. That's why we're here.
Okay, final question and final thoughts. What you looking forward to playing upcoming before the year ends out?
Oh, man, Infinite Warfare is my thing. And the Modern Warfare Remastered version. I mean, those two games for me, every other game for me that I was excited about has dropped already. FIFA, you know, all those Madden, all those games have dropped already. But Infinite Warfare, for me, go out and get it. It's going to be sick. Hey, it's going to be the best $80 you ever spent. It's just, that's crazy. You know what I mean? They got all these packages now. But no, Infinite Warfare is the game I'm looking forward to. Like I said, November 4th, 24-hour live stream to my first prestige. We're going to go hard with Infinite Warfare, definitely.
Definitely. All right, man, just tell them where they can find your stuff at, man, everything.
Ooh. Hey, listen, everyone, first off, thank you, Delvin. I really appreciate you having me on. You can find me all over Facebook.com/FilthyGamingMD, YouTube.com/FilthyGamingMD, Twitter.com/FilthyGamingMD. It's a branding thing. If you type in Filthy Gaming MD anywhere on Google, Yahoo, whatever, I'm number one on the list already, guys. Just come at me. I'm a friendly person. I will talk to you. I will help you out. That's why we're here.
Kenneth, what about your gamer tags? If they want to play with you on Xbox.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Filthy. Sorry about that. Dr. Filthy with a 1 instead of an I. That's it. It's been the same. I'm almost at my limit, though. That's a big reason why I haven't dropped it yet. You can only have 300 friends on Xbox. Honestly, I'm at like 285, so it's going quick. It's going quick.
That's awesome, man. Definitely. Thank you for having you on, brother.
Delvin, thanks a lot. I wish you the best of luck, and we'll do this again sometime.
We're definitely going to do this again, man.
All right, sounds good, dude.
Mic Drop Podcast, and we are out.
Family. It looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's mom and dad. For others, roommates who feel like family. And for others, it's your significant other, their golfing buddies, your children, a high school soccer team starting lineup, and oh look, they're all taking you up on the offer to stay for dinner. Really testing the limits of that phrase, the more the merrier. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on home and car insurance. Easier than making 3 frozen pizzas and assorted frozen veggies into a cohesive meal.